following me. Sorry. Thank you for allowing me to. Sorry. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to present in this session. I would like to present our qualitative research on case management for preventing child abuse and neglect, focused on working with this multidisciplinary professional and local resident. In Japan, the number of child abuse cases is increasing. Difficulties related to working in multidisciplinary teams remain to be unsolved. From the recent national reports about all the children who died from child abuse, multidisciplinary teams didn't work in most of cases. Public health nurses in Japan work at the public health section of local government and have a chance to meet almost all children by the required infant health checkup at 3 months, 18 months, and 3 years. So, PHNs are expected to prevent child abuse and neglect working in multidisciplinary teams. However, research demonstrated that PHNs felt difficulties and hope to work better in teams. Therefore, the purpose of this research was to explore how PHNs work with multidisciplinary groups of professionals and local residents in case management for potential cases of child abuse and neglect. This research used an exploratory descriptive design. Participants were 31 public health nurses from 22 municipalities in Japan. We conducted semi-structured interviews. We asked about the case management processes of each case of suspected child abuse and neglect, and interviews were audio recorded. Data were analyzed by constant comparison method. On this table, all PHNs are female and the average age was 38 years old. About 80% of PHNs worked at the municipal health center that is responsible for maternal and child health in Japan. About the demographic data, the details are enclosed in my handout, and please ask me if you have questions. On this table is demographics of the cases described by the public health nurses. In almost all cases, age of the youngest child was less than 1 year old. Regarding support for and prevalent of the cases, in almost all of the cases, the child was removed from the family through the Child Guidance Center. This agency is similar to American Child Protection Services. In Japan, people find potential cases of child abuse and neglect, they should report for Child Guidance Center. Most families had multiple problems such as economic problems and parenting problems. This chart shows the team members and number of cases. Figures in center mean cases. Arrows are support from team members. Many professionals and local residents are team members. Especially to prevent child abuse, the local welfare commissioner, neighborhood, and nursery staff took important roles. From the interview data, a sequence of PHNs practices with a multidisciplinary group of professionals was observed. The following four categories were identified. All the categories contain two subcategories. The top line with the number is the category name. In each slide, the first subcategory means support to family. It is upper blue box in each slide. Second subcategory is approach to professional and local residents. This is green box in each slide. sentences in each box describe the practices. First category is assessing overall situation of the family. Public health nurses assess the family parenting ability by observing for life of the family, giving top priority to children's safety. Then they perceive the background of the family influencing parenting. As an approach to the professional and local residents, PHNs verify the situation of the family in various fields and develop the shared understanding of the family. Second category is establishing the link between the family and professional. Public health nurses rate based on the link between the family and community. PHNs emphasize the continuity of relationship between mothers and call the SOS signals from mothers. Then they brought out the family's ability of parenting and respected mother's views. At the same time, PHNs obtain cooperation by sharing a sense of crisis by educating other professionals that child abuse and neglect happens in communities, establishing the pipeline for local awareness about child abuse, and then referring family to access services promptly if it is emergency. Third category is sharing the child well-being with nurse, family, and multidisciplinary teams. PHNs reviewed parenting with the family, encouraging family to realize their situation of parenting and explaining the necessity to use child care support. Then they provided parents a chance to promote health when parents have health problems. At the same time, PHN bridged between professional and family. They selected professional in view of continuing the relationship with family. Then PHN shares a role, understanding of their own capability. The last category was maintaining the links in the community. PHN maintains the links between PHN and family. And when the situation improves, nurses step back to observe the family from the distance and monitor family's life. However, PHNs continue to work together cooperatively with other professionals, strengthen support system for similar cases of child abuse in the community, and PHN increased or decreased density of the support the family. We summarize these four categories into the model of working with multidisciplinary teams of professionals. Vertical axis means ability to address family problems, and the horizontal axis shows the scope of practice. Through the sequence of practice from the first category to the fourth category, the scope of practice was broader, and the ability to address family problems became higher. As mentioned, PHN's skill of cooperating in case management were revealed. From these results, we think that the strengths of PHNs were focusing on the ability of the family, supporting the full family, and being viewed as a non-threatening health professional by children and family. And based on this research, PHN skills of collaborating in case management linking individual, families, and community. These are essential skills for making long-term plans and networking with multidisciplinary professionals. Second, to prevent child abuse and neglect, it is important that multidisciplinary professionals cooperate and formulate a common understanding and vision. Thank you. Thank you very much for your attention. If you are interested in further information, please ask or email me. Thank you.